Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. Last week saw the release of Samsung's Note 8. Tomorrow sees the release of Apple's iPhone 8. And it's a pretty intense battle, really. My Facebook, everybody's Facebook, is arguing over which one's better and everything. So all week we're looking at some big tech wars. Monday we looked at Xbox versus PlayStation. Tuesday we looked at celluloid film versus digital film. And yesterday, we were really happy to have Robert on the show, and we talked digital comics versus print comics. Well, today, I thought we'd look at someone who lost a war. You know, not everybody can win. And we're going to look at the Windows Phone. Their phones, their operating systems, everything like that. They just didn't quite make it, and which is sad. Like, I had Windows phones for years and I loved them, and so we're gonna look a little bit at, you know, all that. So the Windows phones first started in 2010, November of 2010, and they would go on until 2015. June 2nd, 2015 is when the last update came out. Now, these phones were they were awesome. They took the place of the Windows Mobile and the Zune, but they would ultimately be replaced by the Windows 10 Mobile and things. But during these few years, these 5 years, it was greatness. You had some of the most beautiful and amazing and easy to use phones. There's Windows Phone 7, 8, and 8.1. And all of them had a really cool we'll start with the interface. So on the interface, you had a bunch of tiles. And you could set a background that your tiles would flip back and forth between, you know, their logo and what your background was. You could customize all the different sizes of these tiles. You know, if you wanted to take a whole wide row, or put four in a square, whatever you wanted to. So it made for some really cool backgrounds on phones, and the really high and fun level of customization that even the Androids don't quite have something like that. And the notifications, and how it lets you know all your notifications, that's something that Androids do now and iPhones do to an extent, but it just had your whole world right there. And you know, and then you swiped and it would have all your apps, every single one you downloaded right there. And the support there, you know, there was a lot of non-support for it. You know, Amazon never came to it. But Instagram always worked really good on it. Internet Explorer, I think that was the best thing for Internet Explorer. Skype, you know, having it built into the phone. It also had Microsoft Office built into the phone, which is really neat when you think about it. I used it a lot because you could edit PowerPoint presentations on the go, Excel spreadsheets on the go. And it would save it to your Office 365 account, which is genius. You know, people are always talking about wanting to have support and everything here and everything there. Well, the Windows Phone did it, and it was a lot of fun. Cortana, the virtual assistant, she was amazing. I mean, as much as I love Bixby and everything, Cortana was better than Bixby, better than Siri, better than OK Google. I mean, she was really cool, and she had an attitude about her, and she would learn things, you know. So if you knew, you know, if you asked where restaurants were, but you traditionally searched Mexican food restaurants, she'd pull those first. And everything. And now, I mean, I still have her on my Xbox. I use my Kinect, one of the few, And I, you know, hey, Cortana, do this. Hey, Cortana, do that. And it's just really simple, really nice, and a lot of fun to have. Also, you know, while we're on it, the Xbox integration on the Windows phones. I could download Xbox arcade games, and I could get achievements on them, which I loved. You know, I'm a big achievement person. And being able to sit there and play the games you're going to be playing on your phone already, and to be able to get achievements for them is just icing on the cake, and it's a lot of fun and really nice. They're just awesome phones. The cameras, like I said, we mentioned the cameras. Some of the best cameras I've ever had up until recently, really until I got my S8 Plus, were on my Nokia Lumias and things. The integration with the Xbox as far as screencasting and doing things like that was awesome. You know, Zune, say what you will about it, it was, they tried something different, and these would do that, and with the Forge Syncs, you know, able to do everything. There's just so many great things about these phones that I don't understand. You know, when they came out, they were having a fairly solid market share. I mean, when they first launched, supposedly it was almost 2 million phones that were sold, and then, you know, they went down, but would climb back up to where at one point they were like 5% of the market, which doesn't seem like a lot, but this is back before the Galaxies were what they are now. And so they were really taking on Apple, which is hard to do. And but everybody made a Windows phone, so that really helped. You know, you can find one on pretty much every major carrier. I mean, HTC made them, LG, Samsung, Acer, Alcatel, Toshiba, Nokia, ZTE, everybody you can think of pretty much made a Windows phone. Even at one time, Sony was talking about it. They never did. But at one time, Sony was talking about making a Windows phone. And to me, that is just mind-blowing, you know, because as a Microsoft person, as an Xbox person, I despise Sony and everything about them. So, you know, knowing that they were even interested in the platform definitely speaks volumes to what it was and what it was capable or potentially capable of doing. Ultimately, you know, didn't quite work out. We get that. But it was still a really solid endeavor, and I give kudos to Microsoft for trying. Like I said, I loved my Windows phone, but it ultimately died out on me, and I switched to the LGs, and they were okay. And like I said, now I have the Samsung S8 Plus, and I love it. So that's it for today. Let us know, did you ever have a Windows phone? What'd you think about them? You can leave us comments here below in SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for the Night Nerd. We're out there. Lots of good things happening. I'm about to start a new contest next week, so keep an eye out for that. And it actually is Microsoft-related, ironically enough. We're also on iTunes and Google Play. If you listen to us on there, make sure to give us a like, share us, subscribe, leave good reviews, because that helps us and that helps you, so everybody wins. Make sure you're checking out the other shows on the network. We have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and our monthly Family Sounds title. They're all good things happening on all of those. I'm really excited. Again, stuff coming down the pipe. We have on Blah Blah, they're doing a really big More Morrison and Metal countdown for over a month. And it'll be, the payoff's going to be amazing. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all my emails. I love hearing from you all. Messages on Facebook, anything, just hit me up. I love to talk about this stuff. So that's it. I'm Lance. Thank you all again so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Technology. Thank you, technology. Technology. Thank you, technology. Technology. Thank you, technology. Technology. Thank you, technology. I'm on a first name basis with my microwave. Isn't that right, Dave?